one goes to a Captain Leslie W. Teller. Dear Captain Teller, thank you very much for writing and giving me your thoughts and observations on our crime task force and your thoughts with regard to gun control. I disagree in one principal respect. I believe that the problem belongs at the state level. I think there would be great problems with regard to enforcement at a national level. May I just suggest what we have in California? We have a 15-day waiting period. Anyone buying a handgun must wait 15 days while he is checked at the state level as to whether he has a record of crime, mental history, etc. We also passed some laws which I believe are probably more effective than gun control. Anyone convicted of a crime who had a gun in his or her possession at the time of the crime, whether the weapon was used or not, has 5 to 15 years added to the sentence, and prison is mandatory. There can be no probation under that law. I believe that such laws would have a decided effect on our crime rate. Again, my thanks for taking the time and trouble to write. And best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Thomas J. Van Etten, capital V-A-N, capital E-T-T-E-N. Dear Mr. Van Etten, this is a rather late but grateful letter in reply to your letter of August 6th. It takes some time for mail to reach my desk, but your letter finally did, and I just wanted you to know how very much I appreciate your kind words and what you had to say about our economic recovery program. Again, my thanks. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Don Gutleben, G-U-T-L-E-B-E-N. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Gutleben, thank you very much for your letter, and forgive me for being so late in replying. You were very kind and thoughtful to send me the photos, and I share your enthusiasm about the artistry of the work you saw. I look at the photos and can't believe that is actually needlepoint or embroidery, period. I hope I will have an opportunity to see the actually finished work. You were kind to write, and again, my thanks for your letter and for the photos. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. Alfred H. Kingon, K-I-N-G-O-N. Dear Al, thanks very much for your letter, but even more for that editorial. By now, of course, you know that we're doing what you advocated. It doesn't make us popular on Capitol Hill, and possibly not in some areas of the country, but we are determined to pursue the policy of reduced government costs. In these recent weeks, I haven't been really cracking at Wall Street. I have said exactly what you said in your editorial, that they've been lied to so often by Washington that they legitimately can't believe that we intend to continue the cuts. But that's just what we're going to do. And your editorial will be most helpful. Thanks again. Best regards, Ron. but also for your understanding and your willingness to undergo sacrifice in order to help correct our economic ills. We are proposing more cuts in government spending, not only for 1982, but for the two following years, in keeping with our original plan. I feel a little as if I'm promising blood, sweat, and tears, but I believe we all must take a rather bitter tasting medicine if we're to reverse the course of the last 30 odd years. Again, my thanks to you for your unselfish attitude and for your kindness in writing. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. To Mr. George R. Adam. Dear Mr. Adam, curiously enough, I find myself dictating the reply to your letter of August 11th on the very day the parade is taking place in Washington. I just want you to know how much I admire your courage and how deeply grateful I am for your letter to me and for the statements you made in your letter to Mr. Wimpisinger. That is spelled Wimpisinger. I can't tell you how much you brightened my day and how deeply grateful I am. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. There's no letter to answer on this one, just the address that I've written there. Goes to Dr. David McChrystal, capital M-C, capital C-R-Y-S-T-L-E. Dear Dr. McChrystal, I recently received a letter from our mutual friends and your clients, Miss Sam and Miss Bertha. You have two very grateful admirers in the ladies. They told me the complete story about their dog, Darcia, capital D-A-R, dash S-I, capital S-I, dash capital A-H, and all that you did to save her. I just felt I had to write and tell you of my own admiration for someone who very obviously goes above and beyond the call of duty, as you have done. Having four dogs and seven horses myself, I can well understand their gratitude and their admiration for you. I share both. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Miss Sam and Miss Bertha Sisko. Dear Miss Sam, Miss Bertha, and Buzzy, B-U-C-Z-Y, it was good to get your letter, and I share your joy at the successful life-saving operation. I must confess, I have never heard of anything like the cause of Darcy Oz, that's capital D-A-R dash capital S-I dash capital A-H, Darcy Oz illness. That stone will make quite a trophy. I have dropped a note to the doctor, as you suggested, and was happy to do so. He must be. Quite a man. It's too bad that dogs can't talk. What a story she'd have to tell of her operation. I know what you mean about the water situation. We had a very limited well on our ranch, but just recently have brought in a new one that's going to give us plenty of water to do many things we had to leave undone. Nancy sends her best, and again, we both share your happiness about the operation. Best regards, Ronald. And this one to Rabbi Edgar F. Magnin, M-A-G-N-I-N. Dear Rabbi Magnin, Nancy and I were sorry that you couldn't be with us, but can certainly understand. It's a long way to go, just for dinner. I must tell you, however, it was a wonderful evening. And the Prime Minister has been so kind as to tell others that he has never been so warmly received by any other president. I'm very proud of that. And I think we have established a relationship that will be most helpful in our combined efforts to bring peace to the Middle East. We disagree, of course, about the sale of the AWAC planes to Saudi Arabia. But when I explained to him what it was we were trying to do, he understood perfectly. And while he said he would have to continue his position of being opposed, he did understand what we were trying to do. And what we are trying to do is bring Saudi Arabia into the peacekeeping business. We have made some sizable gains there. Indeed, at our request, the Saudis entered into the ceasefire arrangements in Lebanon. And we could not have had the ceasefire without them. I believe they truly want to align themselves with the free world. And we believe that we can possibly bring that about, which should influence some of the more moderate Arab nations to follow suit. I assured the Prime Minister at the same time that we would never allow them to lose the qualitative or quantitative military superiority they presently enjoy. All in all, I think we had a most successful series of meetings. Thank you so much for your generous words. Nancy sends her love. And please, from both of us, give our warmest regards to Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mrs. Francis D. Hooks, H-O-O-K-S. Dear Mrs. Hooks, forgive me for being so late in replying to your good letter, but I found it does take some time for mail to get through the mill and finally reach my desk. You were kind to write as you did. And I am truly grateful. I do hope that we can continue a dialogue. And I assure you, I want more than anything to bring understanding between all of our people and eliminate hate and divisiveness. I have long believed that we have troubles mainly from talking about each other rather than to each other. I give you my word, I'll continue to do all I can and to use this position I now hold for that purpose. After all, it was Teddy Roosevelt who said, "The presidency is a bully pulpit." Again, my thanks and very best regards. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. and Mrs. Bill Thompson. Dear Gene and Bill, thank you very much for your letter and for all the reporting on the affairs in Illinois. I had heard from Moon, but he doesn't give me as thorough a description as you did. Thanks, too, for the pictures. They added a great deal. I do intend to share them with Moon when he gets back from that Alaska trip. With regard to the papers you're going to send for my signature, on the envelope, put in the left-hand corner 16691, and then they will reach me directly without going through all the mailroom hassle, which takes a very long time. Again, thanks for your good letter, and thanks for all that you're doing. Sincerely, Dutch. This one goes to Mr. Jerry C. McMillan, capital MC, capital MILLAN. Dear Mr. McMillan, thank you very much for your letter of August 26th. I can't tell you how much it brightened my day. Let me thank you also for what you are doing so uncomplainingly. I am more grateful than I can say to all of you who are undergoing the hardships of added hours and added days in the week to keep our planes in the air. I hope we can soon provide you with some relief to ease the burden. But in the meantime, let me say, not only am I deeply grateful, but our obligation is to you. And I certainly have no intention of weakening in the stand that I've taken with regard to those who chose to ignore their pledge. I did not know of the abuse, however, that you were taking, the vandalism, threats, and so forth. And I am going to see if there isn't something that we can do to alleviate that, or in in some way offer protection, please convey my thanks to all of those there in the tower with you. Tell them how very grateful we are for what you are all doing. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan.